Good morning and happy new year. This is Jack Llewellyn from the Durango Chamber of Commerce. And as I always say, for all of our upcoming events, go to durangobusiness.org. And I got to give a plug for January 19th, and that is Durango Rocks up at the Community Concert Hall. You can pick up your tickets at the Chamber or down at the Community Concert Hall inside the Welcome Center. So it's like the Grammys of Durango. So speaking of Grammys, I don't know where that's going to go, but Dr. Shauna Young with Assertive Wellness, thank you for coming in.
Absolutely. Happy New Year, Jack.
Well, thank you. I have to say, first off, I've toured your facility, and it is incredible.
Oh.
Up in the tech center. I mean, you walk in, and it's just so inviting.
Thank you. We just remodeled and moved back in about May, and it's we love it. It's a beautiful facility, I think. And
it is.
And like I said, we did a lot of work on it.
Well, you guys, you did an outstanding job.
Thank you.
Congratulations on that. What is the physical address?
We're at 140 Rock Point Drive, which is in the Durango Tech Center.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of across the street from where Coors is.
Oh, yeah. So you go up to Coors and hang a right.
That's right.
Basically, that's very simple to find. And so I want to point out, too, you have been in business for how many years?
A little over 15.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, so when we talked, and the first time I came out and did the tour, I hadn't realized that.
Yeah, we're one of Durango's best kept secrets.
Well, and a vast amount of offerings, which we'll get into in a moment. But one of the things that I didn't realize, too, you have received one of the top 10 photos.
Yeah, that was pretty neat. A friend of mine told me that. We were one of the top 10 most interesting photos of 2016 in the Durango Herald. It was our new cryotherapy center. We just opened Durango Cryotherapy this year. And well, last year now.
Right, yeah. Which we are in.
Uh-huh. Right, oops. But it was a picture of one of our clients in the cryo. And so we were really happy to see that we made the top 10. That was cool.
Well, and I want to say that, so the I want to get this right. Cryotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
I came out when I did the tour, and I did the cryotherapy, and it's amazing. I mean, you lower that body temperature, and I want to tell people, if you haven't done this and you have an aches or pain, you need to do it. So explain cryotherapy to the listeners.
Well, cryotherapy is really interesting. It was originally made in 1978 in Japan, and it was for pain that they couldn't get after, which is saying something, because the Japanese are very, very good with pain.
Right.
So this was for arthritis, pain that you couldn't get to, injuries, accidents, congenital problems, those kinds of things. And that's how it originally started.
Okay.
But then it, of course, swept across Europe, and Europe's been using it since then. It only came to the United States in 2006.
Oh, wow.
And it was originally used for the same thing, for pain, but then people started realizing how good it is for muscle pain and for recovery.
Okay.
Because they bring these out actually on trailers for like the Tour de France and for, you know, for the cyclists to get into every night to make faster recovery. The Pro Golf Tour brings them out.
Okay.
There's centers popping up all over, you know, because of the fast muscle recovery and because of the fast, you know, pain recovery.
Right.
But the main thing that it does is it is an anti-inflammatory. And inflammation is at the basis of everything you don't want in your life.
Okay.
You don't want it, you know, it's at the basis of pain. It's at the base of a lot of illnesses, chronic illnesses. It's at the base of pretty much everything you don't want in your life.
So let me ask you, what separates this from, okay, let's say I've got a bad knee and I want to, you know, put an ice bag on it.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference? Because you stand up in this, it's like a cylinder.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that big. You stand up, you get in, you shut the door, and your head sticks out. You're talking to, I want to tell people, you're not left in there alone.
Oh,
so
no.
It's one of those things that don't be afraid of that. And the technician, he was standing there the whole time talking, and 3 minutes went by really fast.
Mm-hmm. The one thing that everyone says is, this does not feel anything like I thought it was going to.
No.
Everyone says that.
Yeah.
Because they all think, I'm one of those people that doesn't like to be in pain.
Mm-hmm.
And if I had to grit my teeth through 3 minutes of pain or nastiness in order to feel better, I would do it.
Well, and
but
I,
this isn't like that, though.
No, and I remember when I sprained an ankle back in playing basketball in high school, and I put my foot in that bucket of ice.
Oof.
That was excruciating.
Now that's pain.
This is not that way at all.
Mm-mm. It's also the temperature difference. When you put your foot, or some people, their entire body, because a lot of people do that for migraine, you know, controls, and they get their entire body and they put it in ice water. You're looking at about negative 110 degrees, and you have to stay in there for about 15 minutes,
Whoa.
Which is brutal, at least to me. There's no way. The way that the cryo works is it's dry nitrogen, and it cools to over negative 200 degrees. Okay. So you only have to be in there for 3 minutes.
Oh, wow.
It creates a response to where your body kind of thinks that maybe it fell into a ice, you know, sure, bath or something, or into, you know, snow, and it gives you that adrenaline rush, mm-hmm, and that endorphin rush so that you can, like, dig your way out.
Okay.
I call it the Wonder Woman response.
Absolutely.
The first time I ever did a cryo, I had this feeling that I wanted to, like, leap out over the top of it, like I could do that. Like, right, that would be completely normal, you know, not to gently push the door open or ask the technician, you know, to let me out, but to actually leap over the top, that seemed reasonable.
Yeah. Like you say, when I got out, I was to that. That rejuvenation, for a lack of words.
We call it the cryo smile when people get out, because they get this big serotonin endorphin rush, and they're like, you know, smile, right, smile, smile, and then they're hungry, and then they're...
Well, and let me ask you this. So, you know, as part of like a New Year's resolution or whatever, mm-hmm, and people want to try this, mm-hmm, how do you go about scheduling an appointment? Just call you at Assertive Wellness?
Correct. The best thing to do is just give us a buzz. We're running some specials right now.
Uh-huh.
We have a 2-for-1 so that you can... The first time is, you don't really know to expect.
Test drive it.
Yeah, and then the second time is fun. So,
okay.
So we get a 2-for-1. Those are $60, so that goes to $30 a session. That's one thing. People think cryotherapy must be expensive, and it's not.
Right, because you think of, you know, professional athletes, you know, linebackers doing
the
this.
Broncos,
after a game. Right.
And the Broncos, you know, all the people that have them in their training rooms now. But no, so what we have people do is you can come in and try it, you know, do the 2-for-1, see what you think. And then we have a series of packages that you can do that we give to our clients.
Okay.
And once you've done that 2-for-1, you're considered a client with cryo. So you can buy 5 sessions, you can buy, you know, 10, you can do whatever you want to do, and we'll custom make packages for people.
Okay.
I also want to mention our Cryo Warrior program, because that's our thank you to our vets and active duty and first responders.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a special program just for those people.
Okay.
I have a special interest in trying to keep all of those people healthy, and I think that the cryotherapy goes a long way for that.
Right.
The firemen all say that you're not a fireman until you've had 2 back surgeries. And,
right. And, I can relate to that.
Mm-hmm,
yeah. Not a fireman, but yeah, back issues. So one thing I want to ask too, you have clients, you mentioned before we went on the air, in all 50 states, 12 countries.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, are they coming in?
Yeah, they're all referral.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, we have quite a clientele. Actually, that started my first year in practice. We started pulling, of course, from New Mexico, which we consider part of Colorado.
Sure. Right, right.
But then people started coming from other states on the referral of their family.
Okay.
It's real funny, because going through the holiday season with Thanksgiving and Christmas, we see tons of out-of-staters because mm-hmm. they're here visiting family.
Right.
But we have people travel across country to see us all the time.
Oh, that is so cool. Mm-hmm. Now, again, you guys are located up in the tech center,
mm-hmm.
and I'm talking with Dr. Shauna Young with Assertive Wellness. And I love the name of your book. I may get this wrong, but I try to write it down. Naturopathics or quacks, I'm a duck.
Yep. If naturopaths are quacks, I guess I'm a duck. Yep. That was my first book.
So explain that title.
Well, it was funny because a client said it. It wasn't mm-hmm. actually my title. It was a guy that had come from out of state.
Okay.
And he had really bad skin issue hives that he couldn't get rid of, and he'd been dealing with them for several years. So after we dealt with his issues and figured out what was going on and we got his issues resolved, his medical doctor called him and said it was time for him to come in for his steroid shots. And he said, well, I don't need to do that anymore. I don't have the skin problem. And the doctor said, no, it's the nurse, actually. Yeah. She says, that's not possible.
Wow.
And he said, well, I'm currently living in my skin, and mm-hmm. there are no hives on it. So,
I know my body.
Kind of know what's going on. And she said, no. He said, well, how would that happen? And he said, well, I went to a naturopath out in Colorado. And she figured out what's going on. We got rid of the hives.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, no, that's impossible. She said, naturopaths are quacks.
Oh.
And he said, if naturopaths are quacks, then I guess I'm a duck.
Wow.
And that's how I got the name of the book.
Well, and I look at everything, you know, because it's almost like what we ingest. And I know that I'm eating things probably that are inflammatory.
Sure.
You know, I think breads and, you know, other things I've heard are, you know, mm-hmm. inflammatory.
Yeah, we are a paleoprimal facility, yes.
See, you nailed it. And I'm always going, I guess I need to adjust my diet because we are what we eat.
You know, it's funny because people figure that out with their cars really fast. You know, they know that you have to put the right grade of fuel in your car, but they can't seem to figure that out about their body.
Well, because Oreos taste good. Come on.
That's true. But, you know, if you put the wrong grade of gas in your car, it doesn't kill it immediately. If you put the wrong grade in, it chugs along for a while. Sure. It has problems. You got to take it in all the time, and then eventually it gives out on you. But people think that just because they're eating something and it's not putting them into anaphylactic shock and they wind up in the hospital, that food is okay for them. But that's not true. So that's very much what we focus on at Assertive Wellness Center is, what is the right grade of fuel to put in your car? What is the right movement for you? You know, what is the right way to get the most benefit and the most performance out of your body?
Okay. Now, along that line, so if somebody, you know, wants to set up a, I want to say for lack of words, initial consultation, I'm assuming then you sit down with them, kind of understand their lifestyle, what what they eat, what they do, what they would like to do. I mean, I used to play soccer. Now, due to injuries, I'm not able to do that. Looking at, you know, possible knee surgery, hip surgery, things of that nature. So you can, I'm assuming, take that possibility and say, here's what you can do to live with the issue until you decide to do something such as surgery. Am I asking that?
Well, we're able to a lot of times kind of revert that, because a lot of times surgeries, particularly things like knee replacements and things like that, they mitigate pretty well when you take 40 pounds off, where you do, you know, something like that, or you take the inflammation out of your body. Right. But what we concentrate on, we have two doctors and then some other people that work as well. We have a weight loss specialist. We have a movement specialist. We focus on trying to get your lifestyle where you want it to be.
Okay.
Our initial consultations are an hour. And we don't just say, well, what are your symptoms and where are your tests? And, you know, we say, what do you want? Okay. What do you want out of your body? What do you want out of your life? You know, what would make you feel happy? What would make you feel like you're doing the best that you want to do?
Oh.
And so we try to tailor all of our programs to what the person individually wants.
So a common response might be, I want to be like I was when I was 18.
And we can say, you know what, then let's work. Let's see how hard you want to work to get back to that.
Oh, yeah. You can't just, you know, take that magic pill, huh?
That's why this is called Assertive Wellness Center.
You got to take that. So with New Year's just happening and kind of that New Year's resolution, I would tell people that, you know, schedule an appointment, come in. And I think that it's also resolutions I've always heard don't last very long because it's a quick fix. But this is a lifestyle change approach where you're going to be held, I hate the word accountable, but that's probably what it is. And saying, here's what if you do this, we can get you back to that.
Well, and you have the coaching too. You know, you have somebody that can come in and work with you and try to work with your lifestyle. What I do with people all the time is I say, okay, give me your three favorite foods and I'll show you a recipe that you can actually eat.
Oh, so like, if I say lasagna, you can say, okay, use this.
Absolutely. I'll hand you a recipe.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah. And one of our seminars that we just did over the holidays was a complete grain-free menus. I did Thanksgiving and Christmas menus that were traditional or that were more gourmet, because I'm kind of a more gourmet cook myself, and made them completely to where people could eat them and that they were grain-free.
So it's really cool. You'll come to my house and cook.
No, you wish.
Just kidding. I mean, whatever, Jack. Interview's over now. Let me do this because we're about out of time, but give your website.
Okay. Well, we have drshaunayoung.com is one of them, and that's S-H-A-U-N-A, last name Young. And we have DurangoCryo.com, which is C-R-Y-O, and you can actually see what it looks like. But give us a call. Come on up and look at it. There's a little window there, so if somebody's doing a cryo,
peek in and see.
You can kind of peek and see that they don't look like Han Solo when they come out.
And I can attest that it's a wonderful thing to do. I actually need to schedule an appointment. See, we were talking before we went on the air. And you're located in the Tech Center across from Coors. And real quickly, I also want to point out that you've also written a book on autism.
I've been working with autism now for, gosh, about a dozen years. And that's been a prime focus. My brother and I actually run a not-for-profit called the No Harm Foundation, and you can get a whole bunch of information there at noharmfoundation.org.
Okay.
You can actually see the entire diet, testimonials, many, many pages of the science that is behind it.
Life-changing.
Mm-hmm. But I wrote a book on it because there was too many people mm-hmm. in too many countries asking too many questions. We've had people download from over 70 countries
wow.
in from noharmfoundation.org.
Will you come back in and do an interview just on that?
You betcha.
All right. I'm sorry we're out of time. We've got to send it back to the studios again. Assertive Wellness Center. Check it out up in the tech center. And I encourage everybody to schedule an appointment. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.